Okay, today is Daf Chavav. We're on Chavav at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, now we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua about what happens if you have a carbon but you don't have the meat. It got lost, it got burnt, it got tame. So what do you do with this Rikas Adam? So there's a machlokes about that. One man the Amar holds, Rabbi Yehoshua holds, im ein basar, ein dam, ein dam, ein basar. Ein basar, ein dam. You don't have meat? No sprinkling dam? And the Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, not a problem. Ein basar, yesh dam. So you don't need the basar to have the dam. Same exact machlokes by a mincha. Says the Mishnah, nit mushiareha, the shirayim, which you eat, got tamei. Nisrefu shareha, got burnt. Avdu, you sure you lost it? So exact same machlokes. Kimidas Rabbi Eliezer kshera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kshera. It's the opposite way. Right? I said it right. Kimidas Rabbi Eliezer kshera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kosher. Why? Ain't busser, ain't dam. Right? I'm sorry, not ain't busser, ain't dam. If you don't have one, it's okay.
It's okay,
you don't have the shirayim, so what? The katoris can still be burned. For Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua, psula. For according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's puzzle. Why? Ain't basar, ain't dam, ain't shirayim, ain't komet. Amrav, v'hu shenitmu kol shireha. That's only true if all the shirayim is gone. It's all lost, says Rashi. Hu shenitmu kol shireha. Hu dam Rabbi Yeshua de pasul ha'akhtar komet. That's when Rabbi Yeshua would say, you're not allowed to burn the komet. Avol mixas shireha. But if part of it's still around, lo, he would never say his halacha. Okay? In other words, the only time you don't burn the kmitza is if you have zero shirayim left. If you have some of it left, you would. Kasalka, now what about kasalka daitach? What about the other two? Nitma in. Yeah, he said that by tumma, right? What about the other? What if you lost half of it? Aval Avud Vesarov, lo. Avud Vesarov, he didn't say that. He only said it about Tuma. What about Avud Vesarov? What if you lost half or you burnt half? If half got Tomei, then Rabbi Yehoshua would agree you could burn the Kemitza. What about if half got lost? Right? It sounds like Rav was saying that there's a distinction between tumah and lost or stolen, lost or burnt. What's the distinction? What's the difference?
You don't have it.
Bottom line. Rav made a statement. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you don't have the shirayim, you can't burn the kemitza.
Right.
Said Rav, but that's only true if all the kemitza got tumah.
Right.
If you still have some of it around, you can.
Right.
What about if only some of it got lost? Or some of it got burnt?
Why would that be different?
Can you burn the kemitza?
Why would that be
different? It's mashma, no.
Right.
He only gave that kula by tuma. Why?
I'm missing something.
Yeah.
You're already taking off the kemitza point?
You put it in a separate bowl.
Who cares then?
Now, the shirayim sitting here.
Yeah.
And it got lost.
Yes.
Can you burn the kemitza?
So he's saying...
It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas.
Correct.
Comes along Rav, within the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua said you cannot burn the kemitza. Why? In ein basar, ein dam. You have no basar, you can't sprinkle the dam. What's the connection? What do they have to do with each other?
Same thing.
They have a lot to do with each other. Thank you. In basar, ein dam.
Same thing
over here. Now, it comes along Rav. Rabbi Yeshua said, ein basar, ein dam. If you don't have the shirayim, you can't burn the kemitza.
What he's saying, there's no animal whatsoever?
No. What he's saying is, they have shirayim.
They have a bull.
Half of it got tummy. So the other half you can still eat. Then you can burn the kemitza.
Same thing with the meat.
We're not talking about meat.
It's the same thing.
Correct.
So if I had a little piece of meat left.
Right.
Mashba would be...
Correct.
It's the same thing here.
Correct. But Rav only said, only if some of it got tummy. Then he still, some of it didn't get tummy. Then he could burn the kemitza. What if some of it got lost and some of it didn't get lost? What if some of it got burnt and some of it didn't get burnt? He only said it by tumah. Only by tumah he said that. What's the difference?
But the Mishnah's Maratza, no?
Maybe, but we're going to get to that in a second. But the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? Why by Tumah, if you have some of it left,
it's okay, and
it's okay, and by the other two, it's not okay. Right? My Kosovar, what exactly does he hold? E Kosovar, Shiur, Milsahi. If the Shirayim is something we care, then I feel the Ovid Vesar with Nami. Then even if it got lost or burnt, right? We should be able to burn the Kemitah, because I have some of it here. Some of it's still good. Where's the other 80% of it? That I lost. But I got 20% left. E Kosovar, Shiur, Lav Milsahi. And if it's Shiur is nothing, then Nitma, my timer. Then why does Nitma work? Why by Nitma did he say different? You want to tell him Mr. Schiffer's answer? The Maratz it's it, because it's it helps? Ihachi, if so, call Shira Nami. Then even if all of it got Tommy, the tzitz should help. So what kind of thing is this? Right? Lo'olam, listen to this answer. Just a cheap answer. Lo'olam kasava shir milsi. Really, shirayim is milsa. V'nitma, and he said nitma, but v'hu adin, avad v'sarif. The same thing would apply by the other two. If they got nitma, partial, lost partial, burnt partial, you can burn the Kemitah on the rest. You can burn the Kemitah because you still have some of it here. I had to come on Nitma. So why did he say Nitma if he didn't mean Nitma? If he meant everything? Yeah, Reisha, Reishaihu Nakat. The first thing in the Mishnah was Nitma, so he just said Nitma. Ein Hachanami, all three. That makes sense. Kitatanya, Rabbi Shu Omer. It's the same Rabbi Shu we're talking about. Kol Azvachim Shabbatorosh, and Eshtarim and Kazayis Basa, or Kazayis Chelev. All I need is a Kazayis left. Mati, that's what you said. Yeah, have a kizai, where the other 50% of your goat? That I lost. Have a kizayis left. Sorek es adam. You can do zrik es adam. Kechatzi zayis basar, kechatzi zayis chelev, and a zorek es adam. You only have a kechatzi of each. That's not enough. You can't be zorek adam. Uba ola, by an ola where there is no eating, afilu chatzi zayis basar, vachatzi zayis chelev, zorek es adam, neshekula kolil. So half a kizayis of chelev, half a kizayis of this, it's all the same thing. It's all getting burnt, and therefore it's okay. Ubimincha, and by a mincha, afilu kulu kayemes, lo yizrok. And by a mincha, even if it's all here, you can't do zrika. What zrika do you do by a mincha? What does that mean? It says the Gemara mincha maya vidite. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you do by mincha? No, it meant like this. Amar of Papa, minchas nesachim. Ah, every carbon had along with it a minchas nesachim. Mincha accompanying every carbon. So what happened was the guy brought a shlum. Now, all the meat got tame. So can he sprinkle the dam? According to Yeshua, no, he can't. Right. But the minchas nesachim didn't get tame. So is that enough to save this dam that he can sprinkle the dam? Says Yeshua, no. Minchas nesachim. I would have said, hol v'hadi zevach. Since it accompanies every carbon, it's like the carbon itself. And therefore, if all I have left is the minchas nesachim, the meat's all gone. The guy got burnt, the guy got tummy, got stolen, it's all gone. Can I sprinkle the dam? I have the nesachim over here. Kamashla, no, you can't. You need part of the carbon. It's not part of the carbon.
Something's been bothering me.
Yeah.
What are they doing carbon pesach?
What do you mean?
Carbon pesach, you shech the thing. It's like a how do you call it? Like a factory. One of
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
They
sprinkle
the blood one after the other.
Yes.
Yeah. Kosher, not kosher.
No.
It's not
tumah. But there's no tumah by carbon pesach. What? The meat. What?
There
was applying the one applying. That's what the Gemara says. They would take the cup and just throw it. They apply blood by carbon pesach.
Because they can do it outside also.
Right. What do you mean outside?
No. You don't have to do everything inside the carbon pesach. You can expand.
No. But just to apply one time. So it's different. It's different. We'll talk about that afterwards. We'll talk about the meat becoming tummy. The meat didn't get tummy by carbon pesach. What if it did? I don't know.
And they still did.
Yeah, so they wouldn't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Nobody
would know anything. I hear you. Okay. Menahani Mili. How do we know all this? That the chalev is enough to burn the carbon? If I have chalev, we just said before, I have a kezayis a chelev, that's enough to now sprinkle the dam? I can't even eat that. You said you have a kezayis a basar or a kezayis a chelev. Even a kezayis a chelev? I'm not even eating that. Says the Gemara, Menahani, how do you know that? Amar B'yochanan, Mishum B'shmal, Umatuba Mishum B'shua Ben Hananya, Amar Kra, Victor, Hachelev, Lareach, Nichoach, Lachem. Af chelev, af al pish, ein basar. Yeah, it could be a good. All you need is chelev. V'ashkechon chelev. That's good for the chelev. Your seres v'shtei kloyos minayin, which also you don't eat. How about all you have left is that? Dikatani u'bemincha afilu kula kayemes. Dikatani u'bemincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. By mincha, if it's all not here, you don't sprinkle. Mincha hu delo yizrok. But if I only had left the Yeseris and Shtei Kloyos, that would be enough to sprinkle the dam. We know it. How do we know that? Rabbi Yochanan, the day Omar Le, Omar Lebeach Nichoach. Kol Shatamayla Lebeach Nichoach. Anything that gives Lebeach Nichoach to Hashem, including the Kloyos and the Yeseris. Itzrach Lemichtav Chelev, Vitzrach Lemichtav Reach Nichoach. I need both of these. Dikaz Rechmano Chelev, if it only would have said Chelev, half me, I would have thought Chelev in Yeseris and Shtei Kloyos low. Kaser Rachmani Reach Nichoach. I Kaser Rachmano Reach Nichoach, half me, I feel a mincha. I would say even mincha, kasher v'chmani, chelev. Only fat and things that actually go on the mizbeach can count to allow you to sprinkle the dam, not the minchas nesachim. Okay. Next.
It doesn't get
gora. I don't know what happens to it, but it's not part of the carbon. It's part of it, and it's not part of it. Shelo b'kli shareis pasul. What if you don't have the You didn't put the kmitza in a kli sharis. You didn't put it in a kli sharis. What'd you do with it? You put it from your hand straight onto the mizbeach. Puzzle. That's puzzle. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says it's not puzzle. It's fine. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Shalok kidesh komets be kli sharis. De betchilas mincha vade lo pligi de boy kli. To start off in a kli, you have to have a kli. Like, you can't just bring, like, you know, someone's going to be holding flour in his arms and going to take a kmita. That's not good. You have to have it in a kli. I take the kmita out of the kli. I don't put it to a second kli. I just go straight to the mizbeach. It says Rabbi Shimon, there's nothing wrong with that. Why? Kedamina perek shteik, fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but you're missing a lot of stuff, too. You're missing oil, salt, and kindness.
So, hikter komtza pa'amayim kshera. What if you do the kmita in two stages? You have to kmita now, half the kmita now or later. Is that good? Says the Mishnah, yes, it's good. Well, that could be only Rabbi Shimon. But we'll get to that. Okay, now. Amar Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia. My time at Rav Shimon. Why did Rav Shimon say that you don't need a kli? We're going to have three reasons why he said you don't need a kli. Three reasons. The first reason is Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia. Why not? Amar Kra. I'll tell you why. The pasuk says Kodesh Kodeshim Hi Kachatos VeAsham. It's like a chatos or an asham amincha. Baal Avod Biyad Avod Biyamin Kachatos. You want to do it with your hand? Use your right hand, just like a carbon chatos, right? I don't need a kli. All I need is my hand. Avod Bekli Avod Bismol Kasham. And if I want to use a kli, I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to use a kli, says Rabbi Shimon. I'm certainly allowed to. And then I can even use my left hand. Because by an asham, you're allowed to use your left hand. Rashi says, the last Rashi before lines get wide, kishiyizriku b'kli v'lo biyad, then look at matnas etzba. You don't need your finger, which means a right hand, because the finger means the right side. Elachatas b'vad, just sprinkling. Dach yamina b'zvachim, Rabbi Shimon b'zirika k'sheira, d'tanya zark b'smol pasal, Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon allows zirika with the left hand, because Torah didn't say that this means the right hand. Mishum deshar zrikos harkabanos lo ksiv etzba, el kahuna, ulub shimon kahuna boy etzba. And you want to do it with the right hand according to Rabbi Shimon? You need both. Since you don't have both, it can be with the left hand. It says Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Chia, explaining Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk says that. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need a kli. That's answer number one. Rabbi Yana Omar, answer number two. Kivin shekamtzu, may kli sharetz, since you took it out of a kli sharetz, the kmitza, which you did, mala umaktiro, you can take it up and burn it, afilu behemaino, even on your belt, afilu bemekida shalcheres, even in some kind of pot or something, right? A kli shalcheres, you don't need a kli sharetz, you don't. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, he says, hakol modin, everybody agrees, bekomets shetorn kidesh. That komates has to be holy, has to be sanctified, right? Says Rashi, Hakalmo din bekomit shkidei, shtoton kidei, second wide line at the end of the line. V'chi makshir of Shimon behekter, where Shimon says it's good enough when you burn it. Shim alu mitoch klisharis la'achesh akadshu v'valei biyado u'matiro kosher. As long as it's sanctified and clean, well, number one, I take it with my hand, and I can put on 3 hours, I don't have to put it into clean number two. It's already kodesh. Right? Fine. Those are the three reasons. Meisvei. Akasha on the first reason. What was the first reason? The first reason was it was a pasuk. So, listen to this. Hakter chelavim ve'evarim, the burning of fats and evarim, etim, wood, shaha'olon, that you raise up on the mizbeach, bein biyad, whether you did it with your hand, bein bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismol, cherin, it's kosher. That part of the brisa has nothing to do with us. Second part, hakomets, that's what we want to know about, hakomets, vakatoreth, v'halavona, shehelan, bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyamin, bein besmol, ksherin. It's kosher. Tiyufta, drev Yehuda, brev Rav Chiya, tiyufta. It's a kash on him. Because Rav Chiya, he said that if Rav Shimon allowed using your hand, you can only use your right hand. This probably said you can use your left hand. That's a kasha. Says the Gemara, Amalach Rav Yehuda, brev Rav Chiya, let's start in Ketani. Now you have to read the Mishnah, you have to read this Brisa in pieces. It's not written so clearly, you read it wrong. Beyad Yamin, Bikli, Biyad, Biyamin. No, I agree. If you use your hand, it must be your right hand. Bikli, Bam Biyamin, Bam Bismol. But if you use a Kli, then it can even be your left hand. So it's not a kash on me. I said that Rav Shimon held, you can use your hand, has to be your right hand. Yeah, I read the Brisa that say the same thing.
So he's saying that if you go straight from
the Kli
into the, without jumping over the Kli, you can use your either hand.
No, you have to use your right hand. This Brisa seemed to say that you can use either hand.
Right.
And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochia read it. No, you read it wrong. You have to put the comma over here. Biyad, bimin. The Kli, they can use your left hand. So it's not a kasha.
So you can use the left
hand. Only in a Kli. Because Rav Shimon holds that it doesn't say right hand by a kli. He doesn't hold from it.
No, because the Rav Shasi always referred to the Yom Kippur service where they used the left hand.
Here so because Rav Shimon's an outlier. Toshma. Akasha now against Rav Nachman. What did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said that the kometz requires kiddush, and once you have kiddush, you can use your hand. So it's kiddush and kli number one, then you can use your hand. Tashma, kamtso, if you did kemitza, shalom mi kli shares, not from a kli shares, which Rav Shimon said you have to do. Right? Not from a kli shares. The kiddusho shalom kli shares, and you makadish it not in a kli shares, the halo, you put it up there on the mizbeach, the ktiro, shalom kli shares, puzzle. It's puzzle. That's not Arkasha. Because he said the same thing. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, B'matan Kli. They say, no, it has to be put into a Kli first. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, doesn't say Kli Sharis. So it's no Kedusha. Kedusha. I can bring a Kli, I have Kli in my kitchen too. I have a Kli in my kitchen. I'll put it in my bowl in my kitchen, bring it to the Mizbeach HaMikdash, take a Kometz off, walk it to the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, it's good. Where's the Kedusha? Doesn't say klisharis. So,
in what is the kedusha? The kemitza or the klisharis?
The klisharis.
Not the kemitza.
No, the kemitza is afterwards. The kemitza has to be taken from a bowl that was kodesh, which so makes the kemitza kodesh.
So when does the kemitza become kodesh?
When it's in the bowl.
When it's in the bowl.
It's a machlokes. According to Shimon, when it's in the first bowl. According to everybody else, you have to put it into the second bowl.
Okay.
So here, there's no bowl. A bowl in my kitchen, not a bowl. So I brought a bowl from my house. Where's the Kedusha? So the Gemara says, Ema, you have to write it to say, when don't you need a Kli Sharis? Mima'an Kli Ve'elech. After it's put into the first Kli Sharis. Then you can make a bowl from your kitchen. No different than your hand.
Right.
Okay. So it's not a kash on him. Toshma. Another kash on him. Chacham, or the Chacham say, Komet Tan Kli Sharis. The Kemitza requires a Kli Sharis. That's the conventional opinion. Right? Ketad, what does that mean? Kom Tan Mi Kli Sharis. You did kemitza from a kli shares, umakacha of a kli shares. You put into another kli. umalo, umaptiro, b'klisharis. And you bring it up there with a klisharis. Reb Shimon Omer.
That's my third klisharis.
No, the same one.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Reb Shimon, this is our kasha. Reb Shimon Omer, kivin shekamtz from b'klisharis, right? Once you put it into one klisharis, milo umaptiro, below klisharis, vidayo. You put it into a second klisharis. You don't have to put it into a second klisharis, and it's good enough. Right? So it's the kasha. Right? So the kasha must be, how are you makadesh this kmitza? Somehow, so I made a mistake. When I said before that he doesn't require the kedusha after the first kli, he obviously does.
Oh.
Where are you doing that? That's the kasha of Nachum. Where are you doing the kli? How are you being makadesh it? So Ema, given shekamtso, you did kmitza, the kudsho, the kli shares. And you did kedusha, you makadesh it. How you makadesh it, I'm not sure. Maleo maktiro vidayo. Then you can bring it up and, oh, that's good enough. So it's not a kash on him.
Everyone says.
What? No. Everyone says you need a second kli sharis. No. The first kli. Kivin shekamtso v'kacho b'kli sharis, the first one. Then I don't need another kli sharis. I can use my hand. The difference was that he said you have to be makadesh it. What does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure.
That means the kmitza is not going into a separate bowl. That's all he said.
Correct. So that's not a stira. Tashma, another kasha under Rav Nachman. Kamatz b'yamin. You did kmitza with your right hand. V'nastam b'smol. Then you put it to your left hand. Yachzor liyamino. You have to put it back to your right hand. Why? Has to be done with your right hand. Listen to this. B'smolo, while it was in your left hand, v'chishev alav, bein chutzlum koma, bein chutzlum zmano. You had a piggle thought while it was in your left hand before you put it back to your right hand. You hear this? Puzzle the ain bo kares. It's puzzle, but there's no kares because it's not really piggle because it was in the wrong hand. It's not really piggle, but it's puzzle. So there's no kares because I'm really piggle because it's in the wrong hand.
Was
never kares. Yeah, fine, fair enough. Now, the lamed aleph, take out the word lamed aleph. Rashi sticks in the word biyamin. But if it was in back into your right hand, but if you put it back into your right hand, now you had a piggle thought, now you're in trouble. Kares, if it's non, not, no kares, right? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. This is the same Rabbi Eliezer, the same Rabbi Shimon that we know and love, said this. The Chacham Omrim, no. Kivan shenasno b'smolo, pisalto matanto. Once you put it in your left hand, you botched it up. You can't now have a pickle thought. You can't now put it back into the right hand. Yep, that's it. Right? Rashi explains, it's like it's spilled on the floor. Once it's spilled, the dam spills on the floor, you can't scoop it up. That's it. It's over. You get another animal, what can I tell you? Once you put it to your left hand, you can't put it back into your right hand. You can't have pickle thoughts. When the blood spills on the floor, you can't have a pickle thought anymore. It's too late. It's no good. Right?
Okay.
My timer, what's the reason for that? Mishum de boy kedusha bekli, because you have to have kedusha in a kli. The kivan shenasno l'smol, since you put it into your left hand, nasa kedam shenishvach mitzavra behema ala ritzpa. It's like the blood spilled out on the floor. The asvo shepuzzle. You can't gather it up. That's puzzle if you do that. Michlal, what do you see from here? Devlazer Rav Shimon lo boy matan kli. They don't require that, right? Now Rav Nachman said that Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Shimon anyway, holds that you do have to be Makadosh in the Kli. Tiyofta de Rav Nachman, Tiyofta. It's a Kasha on Rav Nachman. It's a nudge of Tiyofta on him. His Shita can't be right. Now, Rav Yehuda Brid Rav Chia Mitzayayale, that supports him. He said the issue was the right hand. This supports him. Why? Because Rashi says, the Amar, Kisha'ov de Biyad, Be'in Yamin, Hachanami, Ketan Yachzal Yamino. What did the Brisa say over here? Put it back into your right hand. That's exactly what he said, explaining Rav Shimon. What about Rav Yanai? What about Hishita, his explanation? Lema Tehevit Yufta? Is it Akasha on Rav Yanai also? Because Rav Yanai said that he could even put it in your belt. He could even carry it in your belt, right? Sure, Rashi says, Afilu Bihemeno. You could even put it in your belt. The Cholshkein B'smol, for sure in your left hand. Yet the bride said, put it back into your right hand. So according to him, why do you have to do that? Why do you have to put it in your right hand? No, another Amri Katana, the Hikdir, I hold, like the Tana before, that said that the Haktara V'lav d'tzadim katani. And I don't read the braisa like that. L'tzadim. Therefore, if you want to do the yad, you have to do your right hand. If you want to do it in a kli, you can do it with your left hand. There's no difference between avod b'yad or b'kli. Really, whether it's the right hand or your left hand, it's kosher. So the braisa can hold like me. This braisa that said yachzli yamino is not me. I have the other braisa that could be like me. Okay. Next. Hikter kumsa pamayim kshera. We said, you could do, I tell you the honest truth, I don't understand the next Gemara for a simple reason. The Mishnah said, you could do the kmitza in stages. Pamayim, do it in two stages. Burn half now, half an hour from now. You can do it in two stages. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, pamayim, yeah, in stages, the Mishnah said that. Not arguing on the Mishnah. Velo pamei pamayim, but not in three or four stages. Only two stages. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, pamayim, afilu pamei pamayim. Even three and even four stages. My benayu, what are they arguing about? Now, I don't understand what they're arguing about. You'll see why. Amar Rav Zeira, yesh komets pachos mishnei zesim. There could be a kemitza less than two zesim. V'yesh kaktara p'chusa mizayit ikka benayu. They're arguing about whether you can have a kemitza but gets burnt at one shot. Does it have to at least be a kizayis? How does a kemitza hold two kizayisim? That's what I don't understand. How does it hold two kizayisim? That's what they're arguing about. If you could put, if you require each time you put on the mizbeach has to be a kizayis, right? And you only, and the kemitza only holds two kizayisim, they could do one and then one. And if you don't hold that, they could do 3, 4, and 100 every time you put up one kernel. You can do whatever you want. That's what the machlok is about. That's what, if you hold, it has to be a kizayis. So your hand holds two kizayisim, and each one has, so you do it in two stages, each one's a kizayis, and then you're good to go.
That doesn't make any sense.
But if you hold, and it doesn't have to be a kizayis, and your hand doesn't hold two kizayisim, then you can put on 100 times.
The kmitza doesn't go on, the kmitza's proportion
to each, the matter of the hand. Right, you're so if you're over melchabashan, right.
So what, I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand it at all either. And even if you're a big, okay, there's no such thing as og, right? Even if you're a big guy, you're 6'10", you're a big guy. It's two kizayisim in your kmitza? Two kizayisim? And by the way, how do you know that when you did half of it, it's mamish, half a kizayis, mamish, mamish? What if you're missing a mashu of a kizayis? What are you, a physicist? You have it measured there with instruments? How do you know that?
It's not, but it's irrelevant.
No, because you're saying it has to be, each one has to be a kizayis. That's why you can only do it in two stages. Each kmitza has to have a kizayis of it. How do you know that?
No,
Rav Shmuel ben Levi Savar.
Small guy's got to do 10 times?
No, he doesn't have to. If you want, you can do it in two stages. And he said you can do it in more than two stages. Here, the Gemara explains. Rav Shmuel ben Levi Savar, ein komet pachos mishnei kizesim. No kemitza is less than two kizesim. Not how we can say such a thing. The ein kibaktara pachosim mikizayit. And you can't have haktara less than the kizayis. Therefore, you can only do it in two stages. To make sure that each stage is a kizayis. Now, again, first of all, is that true? Every kmita has two kizayisim? And if it does have two kizayisim, you're such an expert that you make sure you put it on only one kizayis. How do you do that? Rabbi Yochanan Safar, yesh komet pachas mishtezayisim? No. Yesh komet, where am I? Yesh komet pachas mishtezayisim. It could be less. And v'yesh haktar pachas mikizayis. And that also could be less. Therefore, you can do it in 10 stages too.
Why does he have to argue on both sides? Why can't you just say V'yeshach to argue?
Fair enough. It's a good question.
I don't get it. And what if the kohen has a small hand? You can't get to it.
Just ask that question.
Yeah, I'm reiterating because I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I just don't get this.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, how do you know how much is in a comet's mouth? You don't know that.
What?
Comet's is three fingers.
So maybe it's two, say something. The average one. How do you know how much a kizayis is enough? Do you know how much a kizayis is flowered? What happens if it's a small guy?
That's what I just said.
Exactly.
Oh, that what you said? Yeah. I didn't hear.
So, the Chassam Sofer sort of asks this question, and he says, there's no shear for a kemitza. It goes by the size of a kohen's hand.
Yeah.
So what on earth is the Gemara talking about? So the Chassam Sofer answers, you're allowed to do the following. You can do a kmitza, and then you can do kmitza again. And you can do kmitza again, till you get to two kizayisim.
Okay. So, in the note he gives you an answer.
He gets the same answer?
Similar. He said, in when time of the base image, when they were doing the average Kemitza was two Kazayas.
Interesting.
That was the average.
Interesting.
So you're saying you're a small guy, and you're going to say, you know what, I don't feel comfortable that I gave it. I'd like to do a separate
submission. So same answer. The Chassam Sofer gives an answer. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Otherwise, I'm not sure I have an answer. Right? So the answer is you're doing more enough kemitzah to get to two kedushas. Now, how do you burn them up? Says one malchokas now. Only in two stages. Others say, no, you can do it in 100 stages. It doesn't make a difference. Right? Okay.
I think they can tell already if it goes into the clay.
Okay. Now we have to move. Itmar. Komeit me'emeshai matir shirayim b'achila. What does the kemitzah matir the rest for eating? Your mom is starving. You can't wait to eat the shirayim. When can you eat the shirayim? So, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Misha Mashal Boas Ar. The minute the fire hits the Kemitza. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Misha Tatzitz Boas Ar Berubo. When most of the Kemitza is burnt. So, it's a few minute difference. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Asbar Lach, Time Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you why Rabbi Yochanan said that it has to be a majority of it has to be burnt. Amar Kra, Vine Ola Kita Art Kita Kal Kivshan. By Sidon, when Sidon got burnt, it says that. And Kivshan Maya Kita at Shtatza or Berubo. It's only called that when it's only called burnt. So it's only called burnt when it's mostly burnt. Amalei Ravav and Barav Adel Rava, Amri Talmidecha, Amri Ravam Ram Tanya, the Ravam Ravam Talmud said, Ain Liel Dvaram Shadak and Lahakdir. So there's a halacha like this. Things that are burnt by day, can be burnt by day. Things that are burnt by night, can be burnt by night. Can things that are burnt by day go into the night? The answer is yes. Ain liyela davar shadarkam likar v'layla kigon evar mudam shabala matir mova v'shemesh. Things you could put on after it got dark. You don't have to put on by day, even by night. Like what? The pedarim and the evarim, shemala matiron, you could put them on the mizbech to burn mivo v'shemesh after it got dark. Umis aklin v'hochin kol layla kulo. It'll burn the whole night. Dvarim shadarkam likar v'yom, but it has to be burnt by day. Kigon, for example, Hakomit v'alavon v'aktar v'minchas kahana v'minchas kohen Mashiach v'minchas tesachim shemalim v'aktir mavo Hashemesh. Mavo Hashemesh. From nightfall, says the Gemara, v'amarta the heichen lekar v'yom. You have to bring darken lekar. You have to bring it by day. Yeah. Eleema bo Hashemesh. Right before Shkia, you can put all this on. You can put the Lavona on the Kemitza, all these minchas a second before Shkia. That's good enough. Rover wasn't burnt yet. That's the kasha. Then it can go and burn the whole night. As long as you put it on before Shkia. Right? Now, Minayin. Riba. But if it's not nightfall yet, but if it's a second before nightfall, it's not mostly burnt. Didn't he say it has to be mostly burnt? So, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. What are we talking about it has to be mostly burnt? Kan luklot, kan lahatir. To be considered on the Mizbeach, therefore it could burn the rest of the night. That's 1 second before Shkia. As long as it's on the Mizbeach, it's burning for 1 second before Shkia, it could burn the whole night. You want to eat it? It has to be mostly burnt. Two different things. You want to eat the Shirayim? The Kemitza has to be mostly burnt. Two different criteria. Two different things.
So why is the halakha that we have to finish the Amida of Mincha before Shkia?
Who said that?
That's what I've always...
I'm not so sure about that. Hilchas Kriyashma is not like that. You have to start Kriyashma before the Zman. So if the Zman is 9:32, you have to start 9:32. You have a lot of Kavali, daven very slow. You're not going to finish the 9:35. That's okay. As long as you start before. Mishnah Berurah says that. Now, what Beshmon asked me, I don't know.
Same thing with
Karbanos. For purposes of Karbanos. Purposes of eating, a different criteria. For eating, has to be mostly burnt. Different thing. Rebbe Elazar Masni La Mivoa Shemesh Umokum La Bipokin. He was talking about things that fall off. If they fall off, you put them back. V'chein kiyasa rav dimi am rav yana bepoken. If the limb flew off, you put it back on. That means if it was on for 1 second before, you could put it back on. Umi am rav yocha rabbi rav yana hachiv am rav yana ketoris shapakal nagavi amizbeach. If a ketoris flew off, afilu kurtin shabat. Even if it's completely for a whole piece, ain machzirin also. You don't put it back. But you don't put the Ketores back. You're right. Some of Mikan Ketores. Yeah, Ketores shouldn't have been on this list. You're right. Amr of Asi. Ki Pasha Rabbalaza Bimanachos Boyhachi. He asked this question. Komates Shesidra V'sidr Allah v'samaracha. What does that mean? What do those words mean? That you made the seder, you placed it on the mizbeach. What does that mean?
You arranged it on the mizbeach.
You arranged it on the mizbeach. What's the issue? What's the issue? You arranged it on the mizbeach. Mau derech haktar b'kach, or in derech haktar b'kach. Is that a normal thing to do or not? Teku. What does that mean? Anybody know what that means?
Not the usual way of putting
the ketor, the comet on the ketoret, on the fire. Bar Rav Chizkiya, Evarin she sidron. Right. Also, he laid it out like you're nice, like you have an OCD. So he laid it out nicely on the right. Evarin she sidron. V'sidra leyan samaracha, and you arrange the samaracha. Now, what's the story? Al etim al rachmana dafka al etim. Odilma kivan dechasev kra achrina ashatochal eshes haola al mizbeach ibay hachi avid ibay hachi avid. You can do whatever you want. Teku. We don't have an answer to that question. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.